Welcome to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Over the next hour, you'll be introduced to business and local leaders impacting our community. Text your comments or questions directly to the studio at 540-371-5756. Now, the host of Town Talk, Ted Schubel.
It is at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts this morning, and Guys and Dolls, and we have a full house to talk about it with, and we'll introduce you to everyone here in just a second. Good old Patrick Ahern is back this morning and has brought a couple of cast members. Morning, Patrick.
Ted, I'm disappointed you put old in there.
You know, when I said that, I thought this, yeah.
We don't think that way over here. No, I'm just kidding.
Yeah, but especially since you as director and everything of this, you've been operating, I'm sure, for the first week or so on less sleep.
Yeah, but you know me. I can always manage.
Yeah, a little bit.
Yeah. No. It's always nice to be here.
Always good to have you. Have you in Guys and Dolls through June 28th.
Mm-hmm.
And this is a high energy fun show.
I would call it a high energy fun show. Yeah. It's going very well. Some of our guests this morning, or your guests this morning, will fill you in. But I'm really pleased. It is worked out the way I wanted it to. You know me with immersive productions involving the audience and trying things differently. The set is quite spectacular for what we're doing. And the show moves. It's a long show. Audiences seem to be quite entertained. It's great music, charming story. It's a classic, and it's our way of celebrating the 250th birthday of the United States. Why do 1776 when you can do Guys and Dolls?
So, exactly.
And there's even fireworks and red, white, and blue at the end. So
really?
Okay. We covered all our bases.
I didn't know that. Well, let's go around the room and introduce people. And I am happy that the Kylie made it here. We were worried.
We were worried. Lost. I was ready to send out the Stafford County Sheriff, because Adelaide was out. And Adelaide made it to the Northern Neck or something like that. But all kidding aside, we have three of our principal characters in Guys and Dolls. Down at the far end is a gentleman named Dan Klimko, who plays the role of Sky Masterson in Guys and Dolls. And next to him in the middle, somebody you know, is a young lady named Sarah Anderson.
And
soon
to
be down the road, Sarah Eubank. So, she
has a date been set for that?
Yeah.
Oh, breaking news.
I didn't know that.
Breaking news, yeah.
It's official.
Okay.
Yeah. And she plays Sarah Brown. Isn't it nice? She's got the same...
Yeah, you don't have to learn your name.
No. Yeah. So it's perfect. And then right next to me here is somebody you've... Have you been here before, Kylie?
Yeah, I think so.
Kylie Ernest, who is... Miss Adelaide in Guys and Dolls. So, yeah, the three of them are an absolute delight. I mean, the two ladies I've worked with before, so I wouldn't expect any less. And then Dan has been a joy to work with. He's terrific as Sky, just pretty much a natural, which is great. You need somebody in that role that just has a swag.
I was just going to say,
yeah.
You fit the part. Perfectly.
Yeah.
Just perfectly. Can you move the mic over to Dan so we can talk to him
for a second? Thank you for that comment.
No, as you came in, when you told me who you were, I thought, this is Dan.
Yeah.
This is Dan. I mean, because you carry yourself in that way.
Thank you. I'm happy to hear that after you met me at like 25 minutes after I woke up. So that's really nice to hear, a little low energy.
No, my thought was... You seem to play your personality. Sarah's got her name is in the show.
The character, yeah.
So it's poor Kylie's the one who's having to act.
Kylie couldn't be further from.
Yeah. Any comments, Kylie?
Well, I was joking with Sarah the other day that I would be much more like Sarah Brown in real life. Like, if I had done the show in high school, I would have been more on the Sarah Brown side of things. But it's fun to get to be something different from yourself.
Is it fun to get? I always wonder that when you can be somebody totally different.
Yeah, it's a really fun challenge, and I guess like throughout the course of rehearsal, I just got kind of like used to it and excited about it and stuff. But my mom just saw the show this past week and she was like, I didn't know you could do that weird voice. So apparently it is very, you know, very different, and it's fun to explore. Yeah.
And Sarah, your role, you've got your name. I mean, you seem like a real nice person.
Thank you. I'm glad you think so. I feel like, well, I don't know. Sarah Brown and I are very different in a lot of ways, which is a challenge,
okay,
but also fun. I think it's, you always have to explore what makes you different and what makes you similar to the character, because then that's how you connect with them. And understand why they do what they do in the show. And, yeah, it's a really fun process. It's been really great.
Dan, have you ever done this role before?
Yeah, so I actually did it junior year of high school.
Ooh.
Back in, that would be 2020, actually. We did it right before COVID. So, like, we did it the week before everything shut down. So we felt we were really quote unquote lucky at the time, because a lot of people like didn't get to do their high school shows or didn't get to do the shows they were planning on.
Yeah.
And so it was super, super fun. And my best friend ever played the other male lead, and then two of our very close friends. It was like such a tight knit group. And so coming into this one, you know, not knowing anybody, it was like I had no idea what to expect. And the people here have just been so freaking fun. Like, it's been the best. Really.
And it's a fun play. It's a fun show,
yeah.
Patrick.
Yeah.
That's
yeah.
The thing. This is really one of those shows. If you're having a bad day, come and go and watch this, because
yeah.
You can just remove yourself.
It's pretty well written.
Yeah.
And the comedy is really, there's just some lines that land that, you know, some of them go right over people's heads, but you listen, you go, I can't believe she said that, or I can't believe he said that. But it's I think it's a crowd pleaser, you know, and the music is, you know, is great. And the dancing, the choreography, Stephanie, you know, she always knocks it out of the park. And she really carried the load on this show, because it's a lot of musical numbers and
yeah.
musical staging. So, and it's a well-known Broadway musical, too. I mean, it's been around for so long. I think our characters, I push them on being more real. You know, I think with a show like Guys and Dolls, especially with the characters of Adelaide
yeah.
and Nathan, they can be borderline cartoonish. And you want to find the endearing qualities of the characters as well as nailing the comedy. I think Skye and Sarah have a not that it's easier, but they're real. They're more normal people, you know. And even though this guy's a gambler, you know, he's a good guy
yeah.
at heart. And Dan really, really helps the story along. Because I've seen productions where I don't really care about the guys. It was the girls that, you know,
yeah.
kind of won my heart. But this show, I think it's a nice compliment for the two couples. Yeah.
RiversideDT.com. It is Guys and Dolls at the Riverside Center through June 28th. We'll take a quick break and a return on News Talk 1230 WFV.
It's the only local talk show in Fredericksburg. Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA. Sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. Subscribe to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform to hear Town Talk anytime, 24/7, 365. And now, Ted Schubel.
Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in this morning, Guys and Dolls through June 28th. Patrick's here, Dan is here, Kylie's here, and Sarah here. We talk about the show. A little bit about you guys, Dan. You talked about having done this in high school. When did you decide you wanted to choose this as a career?
It's a great question. I feel like I probably did a little earlier in high school, but I'm very fortunate. So I went to, I'm from New Jersey, a little town called Cranford, and there was just a precedent of people going into the arts, you know, like people who were seniors when I was freshman, a lot of people not necessarily going into musical theater specifically, but you know, music education, acting, dance, like a lot of performance-based majors in college. So it was always like conversations with my family. And then, you know, when I got to be sophomore, junior in high school, around this Guys and Dolls time, I was like, I think I want to like major in musical theater specifically. And so I ended up going to the University of Cincinnati and graduated last May, graduated with a BFA in musical theater, which is a very niche and specific experience. But I had the best time ever, and it was super fun, you know?
Yeah. So, and so you're a recent grad then.
Yeah. I mean, right about a year, like about a year ago. Last week, I graduated college.
What's it been like then? Have you had many shows?
I did three shows post-grad. This would be the fourth. So I did Joseph and the Amazing Technicolor Dreamcoat, A Christmas Carol, and 42nd Street at the Lexington Theater Company in Lexington, Kentucky. They're a newer theater. They're like 10 years old this past year. They're like lovely people. And then from doing that, I was just living at home in New Jersey, and then this popped up on Playbill, and I submitted for it, and Patrick and I got in contact, and the rest is history. Here we are on radio now.
Interesting. Boy, and you talk about, you know, you know, not having connections to this area, or even Patrick, but just seeing it, and how cool is that?
Well, I didn't even know, but one of the girls I graduated with from my school last year, she's from Fredericksburg, and like has done a couple productions at Riverside.
It's a small world.
Yeah, but I didn't know that. So like I texted my group chat of my like class, it's like 16 of us, and I was like, I'm doing this production of Guys and Girls, and she was like, shut up, like, is it at Riverside? I was like, yeah, like, you know it? She goes, Dan, I'm from there. Like, what do you mean? I was like, Annalise Fusaro.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. So she's on the Suffs tour right now, which is a musical about the suffragette movement, of course, and yeah, so like I once she told me that she has worked here before, that, you know, she's from the air, I got like so excited. It was like such a lovely little bit of like a surprise, you know, which was great.
Yeah. Sarah, I feel like I you're from New Jersey, you went to JMU. Yes. I feel like I could just go, I should just talk about
We're
you.
Old friends,
yes. But how many shows not Riverside is this for you?
Oh my gosh.
And you have done some 15 classics.
Maybe. I think this is my 15th.
Oh my God. Wow. You know what happens after 15?
16.
Sweet.
Exactly.
No, but you've done some, just some, and lately, I mean, when I saw you pop up, I thought you've been in some shows here.
Yeah, I mean, I feel so lucky to have found Riverside, and also to have made the relationships that, you know, Carson and I have made in this community. And I'm grateful to Patrick for having faith in me. And, you know, this last year has been full of bucket list roles and just one-of-a-kind experiences. And I'm just feeling...
And behind
really
the
blessed.
Scenes kind of things, I work with you with social media stuff, and you're doing that, and you are a whiz with that.
Thank you. Yeah, I'm doing the marketing now for Riverside, and it's been really great. We've talked about, you know, all the school that I've gone to, but it's been really, really awesome to combine the two and to get to do two things I'm passionate about at the same time and do it for Riverside Center, which is just the best place ever.
And I do see on your hand you have the ring, and I didn't notice that the last time.
Is it blinding you?
It's Jeff? Yes. You're
around. Yes.
Kyla, you've been here before, and I can't remember exactly what you were here for.
Yeah, I was here for Jesus Christ Superstar.
That's right.
Yeah, that was a good time.
So, you're a little bit about you again. You know, when did you decide?
Yeah, I
feel like I knew I wanted to study musical theater in school as soon as I learned that that was a major that you could do. Probably I was in middle school around that time. And then New Jersey connections. I went to college in New Jersey at Rider Ooh. University for musical yep. theater, which was really awesome. And then I actually ended up working in marketing at a theater for 2 years after I graduated college, and then started pursuing acting full-time after that.
Patrick, what is so exciting about these guys here? I wondered if that was going to happen.
Well, did, but I've got it now.
You can hold the microphone, and we can just talk
yeah,
that way.
Yeah.
Just the... The microphone came apart. But Patrick, yeah. being the professional he is, when you're on stage, things don't always
you can't skip a beat. Yeah, you just go with it. That's go, all.
That's what we do.
Yeah.
No, the you look at youth. You talk about how the theater is in good hands. That there are up and coming people in in show business and. You know, we've got three of them right here.
Yeah. Yeah, it's exciting to see, because I went through a period of time where I was really concerned with this kind of genre of what we do go away. Were the up-and-coming people only going to be in what's current now? And what's interesting about the three of these people sitting with me here is how well, of course, they've gone to school for it, but... They understand golden age. You know, it's not always easy when you work with younger people. They'll go more contemporary vocally on some of the material, or a contemporary style of speaking and saying their lines. And when we're casting Carson and I, we really spend a lot of time, because it's so important that you hire people that are not only good singers, good actors, but they're intelligent, and they bring something with them other than just a great voice or great acting ability or great dancing ability.
Yeah.
And it makes the process smoother. When we're in rehearsals for 3 or 4 weeks total, putting a big production up, you don't have the time to hold every character's hand and walk them through beat by beat who they are. So when you're casting, you're also looking for a sense of connection to the people, whether you're seeing them in person or whether you are watching a video submission. It's I'm very fortunate to have these three people working at Riverside, because they get it, and they bring a lot to the table of rehearsals. When I hire people like Sarah, she knows me, Kylie knows me now, and I'll say a few things to them about what I'm thinking about the role, and then they run with it. They come into rehearsal, they're ready to go. And Dan pretty much did the same thing. He was, for all intents and purposes, off book. He had a good sense of who the character was. Yeah, you do it in high school, but that's a whole different experience, and now you're in your 20s doing it in a professional regional theater. So to answer your first question, it really makes me happy to see some strong talent. And I know it probably sounds cliche because, I was there at one time, coming out of college.
Yeah.
And people ahead of me 20 or 30 years would say, well, these kids today, and they don't understand, blah, blah. But not everybody gets it. And we like the people that get it.
Yeah.
Riverside. It makes, so many people talk about the productions at Riverside. There's depth of emotions and feelings, and it's much greater than just, the singing and the dance. It's the total package. And you get the total package at Riverside because we're fortunate to be able to find such great talent.
Dan, you talked about this being early and you not wanting to get up, if you had not gotten up this morning, you wouldn't have heard Patrick call you intelligent.
No, I'm very, very lucky I woke up. Let's get one thing clear. I'm happy I'm awake right now.
This is a win today. You all can say, he said I was intelligent.
Yes.
He's never said that to me.
I doubt that.
Absolutely.
RiversideDT.com. It is our Riverside Center for the Performing Arts. Guys and Dolls taking place through June 28th. It's going to be a rainy weekend, Patrick. If you got family in, or if you had plans this weekend outside, you're not doing them. You got to come and see
this show. It's really great.
Yeah, pack it out.
Enjoy it. See, I mean, it's right in your own backyard. So, come share the experience of Riverside and Guys and Dolls. Yep.
And the sign is now up. I saw it from 95.
Yeah. Isn't it great?
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. Yep. Wonderful. RiversideDT.com. Patrick, Dan, Sarah, and Kylie here this morning. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA. It's almost 8:30.
From the Fredericksburg FreePress.com studios, this is News Talk 1230 WFVA Fredericksburg, a Centennial Broadcasting Station. This is Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can access all episodes of Town Talk online at newstalk1230.net or on your favorite podcast streaming platform. Now, back to your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Guys and Dolls at Riverside Center for the Performing Arts in Stafford through June the 28th. It is RiversideDT.com. Get your tickets. And as we said, Patrick, especially with it a rainy weekend approaching, go to the theater.
Go to the theater. Sunday matinee at 3 o'clock.
Yeah. One Saturday night. Friday night.
7:30.
Tomorrow's going to be raining.
Yeah, the food's good, too, for the show. I mean, I had the chicken parm dinner when I was there on Saturday night. It's really a fun experience. You know, if you want to experience Broadway at its best, get your tickets.
This is a good show. This is Sarah's a missionary. And we've got gambling, and we've got a missionary, we've got love, we've got lots of dancing. I mean, it's a high energy show.
It really is. Yeah, we have lots of fun dancing, lots of fun moments. I feel like my favorite thing to watch in the entire show is the crapshooters dance when all the guys are doing their huge choreography at the end. It's amazing. It's really great. Yeah.
With singing and dancing and so much of it, Dan, I mean, this is the one thing. I go to these shows, and I always walk away, especially this kind of show. You've got to be in good shape to do these kinds of things. Just to not only do the numbers, but to be able to sing, to have lines. Mm-hmm. I would be like...
No, yeah, well, that's like something you learn at musical theater school. Like, you know, it's like you have to, like, learn to... sing and dance and act at the same time. I don't do very much dancing, though, just for the record in the show. I'm doing a lot of standing and singing, which is fun.
Okay.
But look, the ensemble and Kylie and the Hotbox Girls, like the way they're singing, like after doing the moves they have to do, it is incredibly impressive. And you have to have a certain, your lungs are working double time, you know, because you're doing two things at once, and so it's fascinating. It's awesome. It's riveting. It's incredible.
So Kylie, not to be really personal, but I mean, do you have to work out? Do you work out a lot just to stay in shape to be able to do shows like this?
Yeah, I feel like the biggest thing that's helpful for me is just like being sure to move my body, but then also if you can find a way to sing while you're moving your body, that's really helpful. I get shy sometimes to do it, but if you can find like a good private place, I have like a little stepper thingy in my room that I can walk on, and then in the privacy of my own room, I sing on that all the time. And I think it's good just to give yourself a sense of like what it will sound like when you're sweaty and experiencing shortness of breath. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So behind the scene, you know that brings up something. Just the work that you're doing when you're not on stage. Do you guys do a lot of practicing, or just rehearsing and going through lines? I guess as the show goes on, you get more comfortable with it. But still, you want to always be at your best.
Yeah, yeah. Honestly, the people who are next to me in the Holiday Inn, I mean, if you hear some of the noises you make, just to sort of get like to your resonant space and stuff, like you got to like sort of explore your instrument, you know, and you got like, and when you're like before rehearsals, you can sort of like just get into it in rehearsals. But then when you're doing the show and all you're doing is the show, like today, for example, when 12:30 hits, I got to start to like making some weird noises to make sure like everything's there that I want to like use during the show, if that makes any sense.
Yeah.
You know, just, I mean, I'm sure you do have a feel a little bit of that on radio. Like you have to feel like you're
right.
The instrument you're using is present and like you have all of the capabilities that you could use in front of you, you know?
Yeah. Early mornings too, especially. Yeah, you don't want to sound like here. You don't want to sound like, you know, even though it is early morning.
Yeah.
And Sarah, in your case too, you're doing a full-time job at the same time as being in a show.
I am, and if anyone hears me singing in my office, no, they don't. no, I've had to find, you know, time in that crazy schedule where I can be in my car and take some time just to even just reset mentally to find a new kind of bank of energy that is completely different, but also I need to make sure I have it before we begin a show, especially when it's in the day. But this show's particularly, I'm not quite sure why, but there are a couple moments where even now that we've opened, every time we start the show, I like run through them. 'Cause I'm not in like the very beginning. And so once that overture begins, I kind of like switch into show mode and like go through a couple of songs, a couple of like longer lines and things that I've forgotten or had trouble with over the rehearsal process, just to remind myself right before we start so that I don't feel like during the show I'm freaking out. Or on stage, I'm freaking out. But backstage, I'm definitely like running through things, speeding through my lines, just to make sure it's there and I'm ready to do it.
Is it hard being backstage when you, especially if you're not on right away, just the waiting till your part comes up?
I think it's kind of nice.
All three of us have to wait. Right?
Yeah, yeah. I really enjoy having the time not going on right away, especially because, you know, at Riverside we do dinner service and I serve sometimes at the restaurant. And so I think it's really nice to have buffer time, like what Sarah was saying with her job, like to reset in between and refocus. And then obviously there's a lot of physical transformation that needs to happen as well with wigs and makeup and all the things. So yeah, it's really nice not being at the top of the show. It's a privilege to have that time.
Well, and Dan, Patrick mentioned, you know, you did this in high school and how different. I'm sure there are a lot of times that you sit back and think, wait, this isn't anything like
we did in high school. And it sometimes makes me chuckle thinking about, you know, and again, like some of the people who I'm still best friends with, like now, like I just think about like how someone delivered a line, or like there's a character of Big Julie that's in the show, and like and there's like a couple lines there where like the guy who played that in my high school production, Nick Zingaro, shout out, some of the ways he delivered the lines, like I just think about it every time Ian Lane says them, just because it's so ingrained. Like, you know, I was like 17 years old, and so like a lot of what I associate with the show is that, you know, that first impression I had with it in high school. But then conversely, I very much, in my delivery of my lines, I'm like, God, I was not doing that right. Like, back in the day. Like, it was like, what was he doing? Nothing good. Me being him. But, yeah, so... long-winded answer, but shout out Nick Zingaro, I would say.
So you've been out of school a little bit, and you were in school for 4 years to go over everything. But is it What's it like to you know, go from high school to college, mm-hmm. you graduate from Cincinnati and now this is it. You know, you're an actor. What's that transition like?
So honestly, the biggest thing is, I mean, keeping in a routine, because like school gives you such a routine. You know, you go to classes every day, and so like you're constantly singing, you're constantly like training, right? But when you're out of school, like you got to find times to like again. And also, I'm not really like a dancer like that. So like, I mean, I try to keep my body like dancing a little bit, but I'm not taking too many dance classes, which I did, you know, multiple times a week in college. But now it's sort of just like, you know, making sure I find some sort of artistic, if it's not doing a show, if it's out of doing a show, I try to find some sort of artistic thing I can do that day. Maybe it's like I'm singing a new song or reading something that, you know, sparks a creative something in my head. But I've actually, because I've only done it in a school capacity or like a fast summer stock capacity, I've never done a show a longer than a week run. So once we hit like the third performance, we hit like Friday, this will be the longest thing I've ever done. And we still have, you know, the majority of the run left, which is exciting. So for me, having like only done these like very like fast paced rehearsal then show experiences, this is the first time where it's like, we just had 2 days off and now today it's like, we're going to do the show again. And like, I've literally never done that, which is very exciting. So I'm learning as I'm talking to you right now. You know what I mean?
That's fabulous.
I'm excited
to hear that. And these are things you don't think of. You buy a ticket and you come and you sit and you just think that's great. But you all have lives and are going through all the same things that we all do.
Totally. And so I'm excited because it's like, no matter what the experience is for the next couple of weeks, it's like I'm learning how to like do an extended run of a show. And then, you know, this is only 5 shows a week. So it's like the next step eventually would be like, people do 8 shows a week, which is a lot of shows in a week, more than the amount of days. Let's talk about it. Whoa.
This is like athletes, though. When you think about athletes, you go from college to the pros.
Like, basically, in a different context, it very much is. Or, again, like, for people who mainly dance, you are a professional athlete, pretty much, you know? So, very, very specific to, like, this industry. But, yeah, it's like these extended runs, you know, once you start doing them.
This is fabulous this morning. We've not had this kind of
discussion.
Yeah. Over the years, but again, these are real life things.
Yeah, I mean, and you know, you talk about them going over their lines or vocals or whatever, but the getting back to the athleticism of being a performer, it has to be in their DNA all the time. They have to work out. They have to exercise. You can't just pop out of bed and do what we do or did what I did for years. I was always, you know, working on myself, working on my voice. You know, that's just a given. So that's what audiences don't realize is the amount of time that's expounded on what you do. You know, when I was first coming up the ranks in this business, because, you know, I wanted to be what you're doing. I wanted to be a broadcaster. And I mean, it literally was, I look back at it now, to have wound up on Broadway right out of college, it was just like, why did this happen? You know, and so I had to learn a lot about that. And then, you know, in the times when there wasn't something going on, my father would say, well, what do? You know? And I'd say, well, Dad, you don't understand. Auditioning is like a job itself. You don't get paid, but you don't get your next gig.
Unless
you're auditioning. Uh-huh. Yep. And you don't just audition, you have to prepare for what you're auditioning for. And then you got to take care of yourself, and you got to be in the gym, and you got to go to dance classes, and you got to, because it all of that goes on regardless of if you're in a show at the moment or not. So it's a lifestyle, and I applaud anybody that does it, and the people that take it seriously. It's pretty major.
Yeah. I'm sure, and especially Dan, you're kind of learning. I mean, and I guess going through an experience like this, you'll know in the future shows you want to audition for, and maybe mm-hmm. shows you don't want to.
Yeah,
you learn a lot. You're learning a lot here.
Yeah, and it's like, you know, like how do you wake up each day? Like, I sort of know what's within my bounds when it comes to performance, whether it comes to like how my voice feels, how my body feels, how, like how just my head feels, and so like just wrapping your head around what you're physically capable of is revealing as to what sort of roles you will audition for. You know, I'm not going to audition for something that I physically cannot do.
Sure.
You know, and that's a pretty big thing, I'd say.
So Kylie, in this show, what's your favorite part in this show? Is there...
Oh, that's a crazy question. Well, I think
we're going to learn a lot about you with your answer.
Good time. I don't know. I think that my favorite part has to be Adelaide's Lament, which might be a basic answer, but it's such a treat. It's so fun. It's a really long song. I love that. So many words. And I think it's just, it's iconic. I feel like it's a song that like comedically felt out of my range for a really long time. So it's fun to get to like feel like I've mastered it and done it now enough to be able to do it in a show. But yeah, I was thinking a lot about what Dan said as far as like the lengths of runs, because it's really interesting, like in an educational program, like in college, you can choose to make crazy choices knowing that you're only going to have to do them for one weekend. Like your body only has to do that for one weekend. Mm-hmm. Your voice only has to do that for one weekend or two weekends or whatever it is. But now there's many, many, many weeks. And Adelaide has a lot of very interesting like vocal qualities and choices with how she's speaking and yelling and singing. And so it's been really fun trying to find a balance between all of those things and being able to still like sing healthfully through that. And I think that, yeah, Adelaide's Lament is like my biggest example of that.
You like doing long songs?
Yeah, it's a good time.
Yeah, okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Sarah, what about you? What's your favorite part in this show?
Oh gosh, I don't know. Well, favorite part that I'm not in, my favorite song in Guys and Dolls is Puke for Tin Horns, which might be a hot take, but I love it. I think it is just so great.
I have to just jump in because one of my favorite parts of the rehearsal process, when I'd be sitting there, I'd be watching the guys do Fugue or some of the other numbers in the show, and then I'd look over and Sarah's over there doing the whole show. She's just loving the show, and she's singing the other tunes, and she's like, and it's not like she's just, she's into it. She's like, as if she were, you know, Rusty Charlie or or Benny.
Dream roll
or, you
for
know,
me, Ted.
And
Dream
I, roll. That just, Rusty Charlie. That thrills me. I love seeing that.
Yeah.
So
fun, though,
I would say the whole show is my favorite part. Come see it. It's really great. I don't know. It's hard. I think.
Well, you don't have to pick one. I think your answer was good.
I feel like probably I'll Know would be my favorite part of the show. I think it's a hard section because it's one of those kind of like time stop, let me tell you what I'm feeling moments that don't really happen in musical theater anymore. So you have to kind of justify all of that oversharing with a person you've just met. But I also, I think vocally, it feels the best. It kind of like jump starts me into the show. And gets me ready for all the other stuff I have to sing and perform. And yeah, I think even though it's one of those like iconic ballads, I think we're having fun with it, which is a really special experience. Yeah.
If I may chime in.
You may.
That scene that she's talking about is one of my favorite moments in the show.
Okay.
And to Sarah's point, you don't see many stop time scenes like that in musical theater. It's because nobody writes them. Nobody knows how to write them. It's a very well written scene, so it doesn't even seem that long. And the two of them, I think I said it to Dan, I felt like I was watching a scene from Streetcar Named Desire. The way the connection that they make, and it's organic how we approached it in the rehearsal process, And it's just, the song almost feels like an extension of the dialogue. Hmm. They do it really, really well. And sometimes those can be the most boring scenes in those, you know, what we call old-fashioned musicals. But kudos to both of you. I mean, I think you really, really, you know, and that's what I, to my point earlier, they get it.
Yeah.
Yeah, and so does Kylie, because Adelaide's Lament is a long song, but the way you do it, every time I've watched it, I go, oh my God, it's almost over, you know? So, yeah. Gosh, I'm very fortunate to have these
wonderful people. We should mention you're directing this show.
That's all right. You know, so, I'm a guide.
Yeah, it's okay.
You know, I'm a guide. That's all. When you're given good clay to work with, you can make, you know, a wonderful sculpture. So that's
all I have to say. See, you got to start getting up early. You're intelligent and you're clay.
Well, for the record, I've woken up way earlier than this before, but the Knicks won last night. I'm a diehard Knicks fan, and
and what a game!
The game went to overtime.
22
almost turned it off when they were down 22, because I knew I had to wake up. So I was like, do I want to stay up and watch this? And it was worth staying up, of course. So I've woken up early though. Don't worry about me. Okay.
Quick break. We're gonna come back. We'll hear Dan's real quick, his favorite part, and wrap this up with Patrick, Dan, Sarah, and Kylie, RiversideDT.com, Guys and Dolls through June 28th. More on News Talk 1230 WFVA.
Welcome back to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. You can weigh in about today's topic on Facebook at WFVA 1230 and by text at 540-371-5756. Here's your host, Ted Schubel.
It is Riverside Center for the Performing Arts, Guys and Dolls, through June 28th, RiversideDT.com. Before we get out of here, Dan, you're as Sky. Mm-hmm. What's your favorite moment?
I sort of agree. I love this little all-nose scene, because what Sarah and I do that's so fun is, like, I feel like we're constantly changing up the delivery of lines. You know, like, Patrick sort of gives you the box in which you can operate, and then within that box, it's sort of kind of free, right? So that your intonation, your the way you deliver a line. I mean, if it has the same intention, but you might not say it the exact same way. So I feel like we're sort of finding like a fun way to sort of keep it fresh, even though it is this sort of longer, very much like a lot of plot being developed scene. It's very fun. And then also, like, Luck Be a Lady's super fun too, because also the way the lighting is there, I don't know what it looks like, but like I literally can't see anything. Like, I feel like I'm performing in like a void, which is very fun.
Yeah.
And I have like maybe two moments where I can like see behind me, because like the way I walk around. So it's like I feel like I'm performing to like no one in my bedroom, which I very much, it's very, very fun. Because then like not that there is a lot of pressure when people are there, because then I would feel pressurized all the time. But like, when you can't see anybody, it's very, very like, I feel like very free. I feel very, you know, it's, you know, I like the void. Yeah, definitely.
We were almost out of time, Patrick, but when we even talked about it, we talked about it the last time, and you and I are going to do a video soon about the staging is much different than you're used to seeing.
Oh, yeah. You'll be thrilled to see the set, Christian Fleming's design. I mean, every set he's knocked it out of the park. Sound of Music, he did such a beautiful job. I mean, Margaritaville, what am I forgetting? Jesus Christ Superstar. He's incredible. And now I'm so jazzed. I went home last night and I started coming up with all these ideas for Sweeney now, based upon what we're doing and all these different moments and stuff. So, if you come up over and we'll do a video.
We will show people what it's like.
Yeah, because it's different than anything they've seen at Riverside, this set. Yep.
Well, Kylie, Sarah, and Dan, this has been fun. You guys are awesome.
This is gonna be a fun
show. There's so much, every show is different, and you see the when you bring people in, just the teamwork. But boy, these guys, all you can tell they're having fun with the show and they like each other.
Yeah. Exactly. Well, that helps too. So, yeah.
And they seem to like the director. We like the director. We like the director.
It's all part of the world, all part of the job, you know.
Good things going on at Riverside, and don't let this get away from you. Get over and see it. RiversideDT.com for the for ticket information. Again, Guys and Dolls through June 28th.
And we'll be talking about next season very soon. We've pretty much got everything set up. Can you believe that?
Yeah. We're in June.
Yeah.
Patrick, thanks. See you soon.
Thanks, Ted.
RiversideDT.com. Dan, Sarah, and Kylie, thank you guys for coming in. Can't wait to see the show.
Thank you.
That is it. Thank you for listening. We'll see you in the morning.
Thanks for listening to Town Talk on News Talk 1230 WFVA, sponsored by Green Line Service Corp. The views expressed by the host and guests on this program are their own and not necessarily those of this station, its management, or Centennial Broadcasting. Hear the show anytime by subscribing to the Town Talk podcast on your favorite streaming platform. The Glenn Beck program is next on News Talk 1230 WFVA.